This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
Well, I spent some time in the Philippines many years ago, and I saw this species out of the water, crawling along the sand, and I think I'd never seen anything quite so pathetic in my life, just the lostness of this creature. And also there was an evil quality to the black needles, if you touch one, you will be very ill. They're poisonous. And so I like the idea of having a little poison in the mind. Sea urchin. When the mind fumbles, reaching feebly back and back with its long black needles, waving like one too few or far too many, mutely clacking poison-tipped antennae at a wavery something in the past it cannot now grasp. Lurching vaguely along the ocean floor, flailing in a near despair so pure, despair of ever again coming across, no matter how it turn and toss and turn, that perfect pink anemone that lit once up the waste of sea, like muted lightning brightening all. And when distracted by present demands of now too easily stirred up sand, and buffeted by this bad tiding or that conventional big fish gliding regally by, when failing at last to find what it almost once had, the mind, about to give up on stealth and chance, has half a heart to pounce on the first pretty bit of coral and settle for a self-inflicted epidural, deadening desire. But never mind. That's not how it's designed.